Dictation for Katherine, Katherine, Cotter, C-O-T-T-E-R, August 156, addresses a letter to Dr. McCannon, M-C-C-O-N-N-O-N, Mrs. Madison, M-A-D-I-S-O-N-P-A-C, 772-7656. Dear Mrs. Madison, a follow-up for Mrs. Cotter, who has a renal transplant, polycystic kidney disease, last visit November 2022, comes accompanied with husband Terry, T-E-R-R-Y, minor edema lower extremities, taking transplant medications, transplant without any pain, good urine output, no cloudiness, blood or infection, no fever, no gastrointestinal symptoms, denies abdominal discomfort, chest pain, palpitation, dyspnea, or headaches. Review system is negative. Blood pressure at home fluctuates from 130s to 150s over 80s. Next paragraph. Present blood pressure medications include lisinopril, transplant medicine prednisone, CellCept, CELLCEPT, and cyclosporine. She's supposed to start osteoporosis treatment, but that has not happened yet. Next paragraph, today blood pressure 130 over 80, alert oriented sign 3, no respiratory distress, respiratory cardiovascular normal, no kidney transplant tenderness, no ascites, edema, focal deficit. Next paragraph, chemistry is January, normal creatinine 0.9, no gross anemia, normal electrolyte acidase, normal glucose, calcium, cyclosporine at 130, which is therapeutic, normal albumin, phosphorus. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Renal transplant, University of Michigan, March 2007. Next number, autosomal dominant polycystic kidney disease. Next number, normal kidney function. Next number, high-risk medication immunosuppression. Next number, blood pressure in the office. Appears well controlled. Her machine needs to be checked before we change medications. Next number, negative workup for renal artery stenosis based on a CT scan angiogram kidney transplant artery. Next number, osteoporosis, has not started treatment. Next number, normal glucose. Next number, minor lower extremity edema, left-sided more than right, which is chronic. Come back in the next 6 months, end of dictation.